Well, I believe we're as ready as we're ever going to be for this week's edition of the broadcast spotlighting Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno, but doing ministry all over the place, all over the Central Valley of California. The person who usually is with me again today, the founder, the director, the chief bottle washer, and head honcho of Feed My Sheep Ministries. It's Pastor Bruce Hood. Bruce, how the heck are you?
Ken, tell you the truth, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I'm just, I'm always on cloud nine because of, you know who it's because of. You know it's Jesus.
So, I remember the Temptations back in 1968. They sang that they were on cloud nine, but I don't think they attributed it to Jesus, did they?
This ain't got nothing to do with what the Temptations were thinking about.
In this case, it's a lack of temptation.
It's the lack of temptation, yeah. Yeah, but actually, yeah, God has just been good to me. Had a long, hard week, but you know, as I look back and I see how good and great God has been, and you know, I'm just it's good. It's a good feeling.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
To see.
Can you believe it? It's like it must be because I'm old or something. But you blink, and most of the year has gone by, and now it's September already?
Already September. And you know what's next? November and December, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Yeah, well, October's in there, too.
Yeah, that's not far away, though.
Yeah, I think the point that the Reverend is making is, if you haven't already seen it, I'm sure since this is Labor Day weekend, any day now, in the big box stores, you're going to see Christmas decorations and Christmas trees and all that stuff, and oy vey, it starts earlier every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does. But, you know, thank God, though, that there's some people that know the reasons for the season. Amen. You know, we were sharing last night in Bible study out of Ephesians chapter 2. You know, the Bible says that we save by grace, and it says it's the gift of God. And we talked a little bit about that gift, what God put on the tree. I mean, it's a free gift, and all we have to do is just accept it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great how we saved and how we can become a child of God and be born again just by accepting what God has already placed there for us?
And the really cool thing is, not as if all of that really wasn't cool enough, the really cool thing is the job of keeping us saved is all God's responsibility. You know, are we going to sin after we're saved? Well, of course we're going to continue to sin after we save. You know, again, my pastor dude says, you don't become sinless, you just sin less.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reality of it. When we're born again, we should sin less. There should be some of those things that we used to do that wasn't of God, that, like Paul said, that we should be ashamed. We should be ashamed of.
Yeah.
And I know some of the things that some of the lifestyles I used to live. You know, I think about it and I say, man, I never want to do that again. Never want to think about it.
Yeah. See, that's the key. Depending upon where you are in your spiritual walk, you know, you might give in to the temptation. You might go back to doing something you did before you were saved. But I think the key point is, gradually, it's going to become more and more distasteful as God changes your heart, and you find yourself saying, "Why am I doing this? I hate this."
Well, see, the thing that, you know, we can't, you know, being born again, we can't sin without conviction,
right?
You know, and the conviction of the Holy Ghost, it just, you know, convicts us so strong.
Yeah.
We have to throw our hands up and lift our voice,
yeah,
and say, "Father, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Forgive me."
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference. You know, when I was, you know, without God, it didn't make no difference to me.
Exactly. I can say the same thing, having not gotten saved in my 30s. It's like, What's the big deal? I'm having fun.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about confessing no sins. That was just a normal way to live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was looking for another opportunity to do it again.
Yeah.
But now,
making plans.
Yeah. Well, of course, I'm just being truthful. And that's the way it is when we're living without God. And, you know, it's a way of life, and we don't think nothing of it. And we just live that way. And it's normal to us.
Yeah.
And so, thank God that, that God is so real that he sends his spirit to live on the inside of us. Amen.
So,
to get us, to keep us going in the right direction.
Right.
And you hit upon the key element there. And I just know there's at least one somebody listening right now, and they're going, you know, I struggle with it. I pull a few sections of scripture out of context, and it says, you know, if I really knew God, I wouldn't continue to sin. Well, the key is, how do you feel about the sin you're involved in if you say you're a child of God? Do you go on your merry way and go, la, 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 it ain't no big thing? Or do you say, man, I hate my behavior? Well, that's the conviction of God's Holy Spirit that Bruce mentioned. So if you feel horrible when you sin, that's great news.
Amen. Yeah, that is. It's real great news. That means that there's something in you convicting you, and that's the reason you feel horrible. And it couldn't be nothing other but the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing else that's going to convict us but the Spirit of God of wrong and of sin.
Yeah.
We probably covered this on the program in the past, but some folks will say, oh, you know, I'm concerned I've committed the unpardonable sin. And they say, if you're concerned you've committed the unpardonable sin, that's pretty much a guarantee you haven't, because folks that have committed that, rejecting salvation, could not care less.
Couldn't care less, and that was the way we were, some of us.
Yeah.
Such were some of us.
Such were some of us. That's the scripture in that same Ephesians chapter 2. Yes, such were some of us.
And Bruce and I are speaking from experience. We both knew what the right thing to do was, but man, we were stuck on stupid for a lot of years.
Amen. But thank God again for Jesus. You know, we just always point to Jesus for bringing us to life, opening eyes.
Yeah,
amen.
We once were blind, but now we see, thank God.
Now we see. Amen. Yeah.
So, let's see. September, well, depending upon when you're hearing the broadcast, Saturday or Sunday, it's either the 1st or 2nd of September. But if you're hearing this on Saturday morning here on KRDU, Feed My Sheep Ministries is going to be in the city of Selma today. You're going to be at something called the Smart Center. What you're going to be doing there?
You know, I just got a call here just last minute. And of course, Ken, it's hard for me to ever say no to anyone.
I don't know if I'd say hard or impossible.
Impossible is probably the better word for it. But I got a call from some folks out in Selma that's putting together the outreach there at the Smart Center. In fact, they're from a church there in Selma. I think the pastor originated out of the People's Church. And he's out there doing a work for God.
Okay.
And they asked me, could we come out and bring some of our carnival equipment and repair bicycles and the clowns and all these things like that to attract the community. And so we'll be going out there Saturday morning from 10 to 3.
Okay.
And setting up and repairing bikes and carnival stuff and hopefully God's going to use all those things to attract the community. And why the community is being attracted to come, the pastor at that church will be on the stage preaching a red-hot message. And what we hoping for and praying for is that salvation will come to a lot of folk out there in Selma.
So, that same salvation we were talking about. I guess the way you do the ministry, Bruce, is obviously your main territory is the city of Fresno. You've taken these special events to, wow, all kinds of areas, and in the case of Saturday the 1st, Selma. But you take the event out there, but you leave it up to that local church to connect with the people after the fact.
Exactly, exactly. You know, when I go to Selma, when I leave, I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't say, all of you folks from Selma, drive to West Fresno and come to Feed My Sheep Church.
No, they're not going to do that. You might find one or two, but they're not going to do that. And then that area is out there for those local pastors out there. You know, and where I'm at in West Fresno there, God has given me some folk in that area to work with and to raise up.
Yeah.
And so what we're going out there to help this pastor to draw those people. And, you know, hopefully with that, those people, you know, he'll be able to communicate with those people the message of the cross. And then hopefully he'll be able to get some of those folk in his church.
Mm-hmm.
And we going to help him. We're going to assist him to serve him in his ministry out there. And every time I go, whenever I go out to church like that or anywhere, I always tell that pastor I'm there to serve them. You know, because, you know, God is using you here in this neck of the woods. And I want to be part of what God is doing. So I'm here to serve you in all your endeavors.
In all the times you've done these outreaches, Bruce, you must have connected with the pastors that you've done it for afterwards. And what kind of results have they had as far as, I don't know, connecting with the local community after such an event?
You know, you just never can tell what's going to happen when you have an event. Sometimes some of the events are very, very successful. Some of them kind of medium and some of them kind of low. It's just up to how the Spirit of God moves, you know, and do the work. Because all we do is we just go out there and, you know, we just set up and do the work. But God does the real work.
Yeah.
And so you just never know how the success rate is going to be. But, you know, we know, Ken, even if we just get one person, you know, that's, and, you know, to God, that's great success.
Yeah.
You know, to God, that's great success. So we, you know, we never even worry about the numbers, actually. But on the other hand, we never went to one event where we served and helped some pastor in the neighborhood. We never went to one where that pastor wasn't so grateful and thankful because we came and helped him. You know, so whether they get, whether it's one person that received the Lord or whether it's 300 people that received the Lord,
yeah.
We always get the same appreciation out of the heart of those pastors, and they're grateful, you know, that we came.
There's some churches that they adopt, you might say, the corporate model, and they run their churches like a corporation, and they look at the bottom line, and, well, if we're not getting 120 people making a confession of salvation, then we shouldn't be doing it. That should be our goal. And what I appreciate about the way you and Feed My Sheep do ministry, Bruce, is you don't set those boxes. You don't limit that. You just say, God, we're going to show up, and it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is, too. And in any church, and what any of us are doing, if it ain't God doing it, forget it.
Yeah.
And if God didn't do it, guess what? If something didn't happen right. So we know that God is, you know, he's behind all of it. And those good things that happen, you know, it's his hand, and so we just always depend on him. Whatever happens, you know, it's God's business, and that's, you know, and that's God's turnout.
So again, that's going to be, if you're hearing this Saturday, that's today, Saturday, at the Smart Center in Selma. If you don't know where that is, give Bruce a call. He can tell you the address. It's in the 559 area code, 978-5469. 978-5469, a chance to see Feed My Sheep in action with their outreach. And what are the hours you're going to be out there?
We'll be there from 10 to 3.
10 to 3 at the Smart Center in Selma. So give Bruce a call if you want the directions and the address and all that good stuff. And you mentioned the passing of the months and everything, and just a quick mention, but I would imagine that with this being the first weekend of September, you're probably already negotiating Christmas trees, aren't you?
In fact, we just sent in a payment for our first delivery of Christmas trees.
it's still 100 degrees outside.
Well, you know, things like that, though, you got to start early.
Yeah.
If you don't start early, you get left behind.
Well, it's like steering an ocean liner. You got to start turning it way in advance.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it is. And so we're getting prepared. And at the same time, you know, this is the greatest time for outreach that we have, right around September and October.
Yeah.
And so these are the big events that's coming up.
Yeah, speaking of which, you've got the big event at Manchester Center, Sober Stock. That's coming up what date?
September the 29th. We'll be at Manchester Center in that parking lot there with an event to warn people about the danger of methamphetamine pen and other drugs too.
Yeah.
And they'll be, the reason it's called Sober Stock is they got that name from the Woodstock.
Woodstock, the famous festival where, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby, back in 1969.
Yeah, but they turned it into Sober Stock instead of Woodstock.
Yeah.
And what it's made up of, there'll probably be over 2,000 men and women there that has recovered from drug and alcohol, substance abuse, and those kind of lifestyles. And they'll be there to share with the community that recovery happens. And then there'll probably be another 1,000 people there that either are thinking about getting involved in some kind of drug activity or even involved in it and looking for help and a way out. And at the same time, there'll be probably 50, 60 different organizations with booths set up. And those booths contain information of where people can go to find help. Say if a mother has a daughter that's on drugs, methamphetamine, any other kind of drug, there'll be information there where that mother can go and find help for that daughter. Or vice versa, whoever and whatever. There's a lot of other information there to where you can find resources of help in their community. There'll be just dozens of organizations there with all kind of hidden resources to help people, you know, just with general help in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a great thing. All day long there'll be live music there, Christian music, a lot of great testimonies, a little preaching. We right in the middle of trying to get Chief Jerry Dyer to come be our guest speaker, and we want to get one of our local pastors here to come and shoot us, hit us with the word. There'll be a car show there. We always have a great car show, and then also a bike run, and that bike run is going to be a bike run to say no to methamphetamine. So it's going to be fun, packed all day. And of course, we'll have our bicycle repair there. There'll be tons of people dragging them bicycles out of the canals, wherever they find them, to get them repaired. So we'll be there with a bicycle repair and a kid zone, and just be a great day. All kind of food and fun all day long, Ken.
Yeah. That's coming up 4 weeks from now on Saturday, September 29th at Manchester Center. You can't miss it. If you know where Manchester Center is, at Blackstone and Shields in Fresno, and the parking lot all along the east side of Blackstone there, right in front of the mall, is where you're going to find all of the action. And you mentioned the car show and the bike run. Yeah, if you or you know somebody who has a connection to a car club anywhere in the Central Valley, let them know about this, because you would love to have a great turnout of really cool-looking shorts, as we called them back in the day.
Amen. And then the bike run, maybe there's somebody listening. You got a chopper, or you got a Harley Davidson, or it may be a Honda 90, or even a moped. This is not no specific type of motorcycle, just any kind. We'll take Honda, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Harley Davidsons, whatever. And the thing of it is just that we wanna make some noise, and we wanna get the city attracted to they're the people that have learned to say no to methamphetamine. And so that's the whole thing, is to attract the community to the idea of saying no to methamphetamine.
I'm thinking back to the description of the very early church where they said they would come into a town and turn everything upside down, and that's kind of what you want to do noise-wise with the bike run, because what the bike run does annually at Soberstock is, I don't know, how many, what's the biggest number of bikes you've ever had? What they do is they leave Manchester, they head straight up Blackstone Avenue, the main thoroughfare in Fresno, and they go all the way up to River Park to the other end of town, and how many bikes at one time have made that trip?
We've had up to 200 bikes at one time.
So you talk about making noise. You talk about getting somebody's attention. 200 motorcycles all roaring past at the same time.
It stops everything. Even the band that's playing, they just stop. It's just too much noise. And them guys, I mean, they leave from Blackstone and Shields, and they kind of open them up when they take off down Blackstone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like a... Sounds like a big earthquake that hit.
All the way up to River Park, and then I guess they circle back around back to Manchester.
They do. And we want to say thank you to K-Love. I just heard yesterday that they're going to be announcing it on air.
Okay.
And so that's going to be a great help.
We don't mind giving them a plug. They play Christian music. In fact, did you know that once upon a time I worked for Caleb?
Yeah, well, we all brothers, amen?
That's right. All on the same side.
There's no competition. There's all a unity.
That's right. They play the music. We do the talking, and there's room for both of us.
Yeah, they got good stuff on Caleb, though. I thank God that they decided to announce it.
Yeah.
Put it on air.
Now, Kayla, we've given you a plug. Now you go ahead and plug KRDU.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Let's see. Did you want to get to the prayer list right now, or is there something else you want to touch on?
Well, yeah, we can pray. It's always, Jesus said, men ought to always pray and not to faint at it. So let's go on and let's be real Christians here and pray. Have a few prayer requests. Number one, we want to ask people to pray for our Villa Margarita outreach coming up September the 8th. That's an annual outreach that we have.
Next Saturday,
yeah. And so not this Saturday, but the following.
Right, September the 8th.
Yeah. We want to pray for that, and then that same day we'll be at Villa Margarita that morning from 10 to 3. At 5 o'clock, we'll be at the Hinton Center for a March Against Violence. Mm. And so both of those events will pack out. Mm. Villa Margarita, we're taking it out in the street. We'll no longer be inside the apartment, but we're going out in the street. Captain Garner is coming, the captain of the Southwest Police Station. He's going to be blocking off the street and bringing the neighborhood, broken neighborhoods back to life. And so we're going to get all those surrounding apartments now and all those families. We got a big undertaking on that to feed. There's probably 1,000 people, I bet, that's going to show up.
Wow.
And so we want to pray, and we want to ask those people to pray for that event, that the Spirit of God would convict the heart of people and the people would be willing to open up to Jesus. That's what we want, and that's what we want to see. And so... It's going to happen as people that's out there pray that God would move in that community and up on those people's heart. And then also that evening at 5 o'clock, that's going to be a long day for us, brother, I tell you.
Generally by 5 o'clock, you're getting ready to go.
Yeah, well, that next Sunday, I got a gentleman coming in to preach for me, so I know I won't be in no shape to preach. Yeah, and so, but at 5 o'clock that evening, we'll be at Hinton Center. And we're going to be marching against violence because the violence is so bad in West Fresno. It's just one killing after the next, you know. And so we can ask people to pray for those two events that's coming up Saturday, September the 8th on the same day.
Okay.
And then also there's a young lady, Lisa, 44, that has breast cancer that's really going through it right now. You know, I don't know how it feels for the doctor to tell me I got cancer. I've never been there, but of course, you have cancer.
It's a scary thing to hear.
I bet it is. I bet it is, Keaton.
Although it doesn't need to be a death sentence, because I heard mine more than 12 years ago. I thought, okay, that's it. I'm checking out. Up, oh, here I am.
You're still here, amen?
Still here.
Yeah. Well, that just proves to you that God's got control of your life. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
So, yeah, but anyway, Lisa's taking it very, very hard.
Yeah.
And so we want to ask people to pray for Lisa. She just got a diagnosed with it. She's 44 years old. And so pray for Lisa. And then Yvette, this 40 years old, needs a kidney. Mm. And so she's asking that that the people, KRDU, and those listeners would pray that God would not only provide a kidney for her, but that also God would use that to heal her so she can live longer.
Okay.
So, and then Roland, kind of up in age, has Alzheimer's, had to be removed from the home. The family called and asked, will we pray for Roland because of his Alzheimer's, and it has gotten very severe. Mm-hmm. And there's another, Luis Watson. I'm not sure if it's cancer or what, but what I hear is she's a very, very ill kin. And the family also is, you know, we're starting to get calls now from people, pretty much every other day of someone that's sick and needs prayer. So we need to keep praying on this radio broadcast, because somebody's listening. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody's listening. And then we don't want to forget our dear brother and dear friend, Ken Adams. I know you probably don't know that man.
After all these years, I do wonder whether I know him or not.
Well, we want to continue to pray about Ken's situation with his treatment he's taking for his cancer. We heard some good news about the treatment, that it was getting better. And we want to pray that continues to happen. And then also we want to continue to pray and ask you people to pray about Ken's situation, that he's off work right now at the present, and his disability.
Medical leave,
yeah. And so he needs some financial help. And I want to thank God for those people that responded last week and those people that sent help. We want to thank God for you, but also we want to let you know, and maybe if there's some others could help with Ken's situation. He has a deadline of Tuesday to pay his mortgage on his home, or he could be facing foreclosure. So if there's anyone that could help, we thank God for you, and we know God would appreciate you. And so will Ken and his family.
Amen. That's an understatement. Thank you, Bruce. And at the same time, always remember to lift up Bruce Hood and his family and his ministry in your prayers, because you can imagine when you go into the territories that Bruce goes into with his ministry, there is always, always, always some kind of attack coming, not only against the ministry, not only against Bruce personally, but the enemy loves to work through family members, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, all the time. That's where I get hit the hardest at, right inside my home. But you know, I've grown enough to understand that this too shall pass. Amen.
Amen. Good perspective. If you've got a prayer request and would like to have it mentioned here on the program, or if you've got a question or a comment or want to find out how you can be a blessing to Feed My Sheep Ministries, the number to call is in the 559 area code, 978-5469, 978-5469. And with that, I guess we're done with the Labor Day edition of the broadcast.
God bless you, Ken, and God bless all you listeners, and Ken asked that people pray for me, but I tell you the truth, I know there's people out there praying for me, because I'm able to continue on and continue to move forward for God. And I know without prayer that there would be no way. So I want to thank all of you for praying for me, and continue to pray, and I'll continue to do all I can for Jesus until I see his face. God bless you.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.